This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat and every matchup and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Unwind with one of our 150 slot games as well. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Bet responsibly. Yo, Stink This Podcast, episode 363. Obviously, this is one of the closet episodes we recorded last week in the studio. Shout out to my dog, George, and Annie for that episode. Appreciate everybody who likes, subscribes, shares this podcast. Been super duper busy this week, so didn't really plan out for somebody to be on today. Plus, I kind of wanted to do this a little bit earlier. It's my day off. Kids are in summer school or out of school for the summer. So just kind of wanted to put together an episode real quick. Not a lot to talk about today, but obviously, like I talk about all the time, the listeners are the most important, you know, aspect of having a podcast. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, things may not be working the way it typically would for an episode of a podcast or topics or whatnot, you still got to provide the listeners with something. They rely on it every single week, and it gets them through their week. So, but shout out to Believe for letting us do this podcast on their platform. Shout out to my dog, George. We'll be back in studio next week. Today, I'm going to be doing top 10 Kobe 4s to me. Top 10 Kobe 4 colorways. You know, I went and picked up the Girl Dad Kobes this week. And I'm going to open those today. You know, since I don't got a lot to talk about today, I'll probably unbox a few things that I recently picked up. But you know, appreciate everybody who likes, subscribes, share this podcast. So, you know, since I be doing the top 10 Kobe 4 colorways, you know, I know for a fact we've done this before. I know we've had to have done top 10 for Kobe 4s at some point. If we haven't, I'd be honestly shocked. You know, I like to try to give my own perspective on the Kobe line. You know, I've said it numerous times on this podcast that, you know, the Kobe line is, to me, infamous for we fall in love with like one of the colorways from each of his models, and then we automatically just it's fire. It's you know, I'm not gonna look, the Kobe 4 colorways are horrendous to me. There are a few here and there, and there are some that you can go, these are okay. Obviously, when you're talking about the Laker colorways, that's like your basic to me. You know, the Laker colorways on a Kobe is like black and white and anything else. You know what I mean? So, you know, obviously I have a few of those in there, but man, looking at the Kobe 6 colorways, Kobe 4 colorways, I'm like, eesh. But man, don't take my word for it. Go to GOAT, go to StockX, just go to Google, type in Kobe 4 colorways and judge for yourself. Okay, to me, the colorways of the Kobe 4, some of them are so bad that in my top 10 I included two Kobe colorways that just came out this year. I believe both came out this year, and both originally from pictures I thought were just horrendous, but you know, we'll talk about it a little bit. So but like I said, my pickups this week, I got the Kobe 4 Girl Dad, and then shout out to my dog, Mosh, for sending something. So I'm going to go ahead and unbox a couple of these real quick just to kind of show them. Like I said, light episode today, nothing too crazy. Hopefully, I don't get to talk it too long, but I doubt it. Obviously, we'll do releases and stuff like that, but I got three sneakers I do want to open up for you today. So first, you know, shout out to Mosh. You know, Mosh is, you know, a creator that, you know, I support, you know, fully, you know, myself, Rico, maybe Andy, I know Ryan has a couple pairs of Moshes and stuff like that. And, you know, I always talk about how difficult and how hard it is as a creator to create something from scratch. And he's done that. One of the episodes I had discussed how Mosh had, I thought it was dope how Mosh had created a sneaker for Charlie McAvoy, who's a defenseman. I'd be a defenseman for the Boston Bruins. Last time I talked about this, I kept saying Brewers. I meant Bruins, okay? But I thought it was cool because it brought up the thought and the question to myself on, does Nike need to start exploring creating sneakers in other areas of sports, not just your basketball? Because Nike used to be heavy in the trainers, and, you know, there used to be, you know, Deons and Bo Jacksons and Darrell Revis's, Victor Cruz's, like Randy Moss. NFL players used to have signature sneakers, and that doesn't seem to exist anymore. Right off the top of my head, like I said, I can only think of Patrick Mahomes, but I thought it was dope that Mosh created like a signature. It's more of a player edition because it is the Mosh Runner 1, but it's like a player edition. But I thought it was cool for it was a hockey player. So obviously, here's the box, like an ice rink. You know, hopefully you guys can see that. I know my face is covered up and whatnot. Hopefully it's in focus. You know, has Mosh's, you know, motto, which is outdone by none. But I was not expecting him to hook me up with a pair of these, and I truly, truly do appreciate it. You know, I had made a post on Instagram and Twitter, and I had said, you know, one of the best parts about this podcast is being able to connect with a lot of dope people. And, you know, Mosh is somebody who's been around since we've been around sneakers, you know what I mean? Whether you see him online with something dope that he's customizing or whatnot, you know, Mosh is a real OG. You know, George and I consider ourselves cemented real OGs. And, you know, for him to take time to show his appreciation, you know, for me supporting his brand, it's just really dope. And, you know, there's a lot of dope people that I've met through this podcast. And I had never met Mosh personally. You know what I mean? He's been on an episode before, which sucked because the video didn't show up, but we had the audio of that episode, so please check it out. But, you know, here is the Mosh Runner 1 with the Charlie McAvoy. Has the number 73 for the Boston Bruins. Has, obviously, the black and yellow and the white for the Boston Bruins colorway. Has the speckled midsole. I mean, I think it's dope, man. Like, and the Mosh Runner 1, I love this model. Mosh Runner 2 is dope, too. But Mosh Runner 1 is my favorite. It's super-duper comfortable. It looks dope with jeans. It's dope with shorts. But shout out to Mosh, man. Quality is impeccable. And like I said, man, you know, we've all had our bouts and our battles and, you know, filled our lockers and et cetera on Nike ID trying to make our own stuff. And, you know, it looks okay, you know, when you're designing it, but it's hard. You know, it's hard to come up with a finished product that like actually makes sense and it flows with the colorways. Color blocking is very, very important. And George has always talked about that heavily since we first started this podcast. But, you know, it has the number 73 in the back, you know, for his jersey number. I mean, these are dope, man. You know, I'm about to break out. I might have a Bruins vintage, but if not, I'm about to cop me a new Bruins vintage to rock with this joint, or even wait till the, you know, wintertime to throw on a one of the hockey jerseys or whatnot. But man, these are dope, man. So shout out to Mosh for that. Man, go support them. You know, support the independent designers that you love. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people will be like, you guys buy Nike, buy me. Mosh doesn't ever act like that one time. Mosh is one of the most humble people I've probably ever seen on social media. And I know he probably gets his fair share of, you know, internet people who have things to say, but man, you know, you never have to question his pre-order process. He, you know, takes care of you, quality. And, you know, when he says it's coming, you know, pause. So support him, man. You know what I mean? And he makes dope t-shirts, dope shorts, too. He always comes up with a little small collection of clothes to go with each sneaker. And, you know, I just love his, you know, the growth from seeing him just customizing sneakers to having his own. You know what I mean? So shout out to Mosh, man. All right, so I think I'm going to do this Yeezy next. So I ended up getting a Yeezy because it was 50% off. You know what I mean? I know we talked about it last episode, and there are a lot of Yeezys, you know, excluding your obviously your 350 V2s and, you know, Wave Runners. And I say Wave Runner because I mean the Wave Runner colorway. But there were a lot of Yeezys that we thought were okay or they're all right. But they're those ones where it's like, you know what, if I copped, I'm not trying to pay the $220, the $240, even some upwards to $300, etc. Right? When I saw, you know, the news had originally came out that Yeezys are hitting outlets. You know, first I seen in a, it looked like the United Emirates or Dubai or somewhere like that. That was the first pictures I seen. Then I seen a Adidas location in Pennsylvania. I haven't checked the one out here yet. You know, I know as soon as they come here, they're going to fly off the shelves out here. But I was shocked to see them go up for 50% off on the Confirmed app. Or maybe it was just on the Adidas app. I don't know. Either way, the same place. I was shocked. 50% off on the Adidas site was like, wait a minute. Now, it wasn't for every single thing that they released or re-released of the remaining stock of Yeezys, but it was some of the ones that, like, you know, didn't get a lot of traction even when Yeezy was with Adidas, you know, or even at that tail end. It was sort of those pairs that were like, oh, these are interesting, but like, yeah, I still like the other ones better. So as soon as that went up, soon as that had got posted on Confirmed or Adidas app, whatever, I'm like 50% off. Like 50% off for a pair that I actually liked when I seen somebody wearing it at the gym. That's one. And two, for 50% off, I'm not going to pass up on that. I buy a lot of nonsense, you know, a lot of nonsense. And when I say a lot of nonsense, I mean a lot of nonsense to me, because some of you may think it's extreme fire, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. So I did end up getting a pair of the Yeezy 350 V2 Compact. I'm assuming that's what I mean, compact. These were a unique sneaker because it was the same 350 mold of the V2. Same sort of concept, but it had a little bit more, I don't know if you want to say design on top, a little bit more thicker, you know, materials to me. And it had like removed like the traditional 350 stripe and whatnot. I don't like this box. I mean, this box to me is for slides or sandals, but, you know, whatever, you know, 50% off. You want to give me 50% less of a box, that's fine. For all I know, when these first released, that may have been the box that they came out in. So, but, you know, obviously, these are them. You know, this isn't something you haven't seen before. Boost on the bottom. You know, the one thing about this shoe. Hang on, I wish I had. The one thing about this shoe is, you know what? I'll take the paper out of Mosh's. I think one thing about this sneaker is that it's so unattractive, not on foot. I think that was one of the biggest mistakes Adidas made with a lot of Yeezys, were we depended on seeing Yeezy wearing them, and that always worked. It's just at some point, Yeezy stopped wearing Yeezys. Yeezy started walking around barefoot and wearing all socks and doing whatever else, and that was obviously before or during, you know, the downward spiral of his relationship with Adidas. I had seen these at the gym, not this colorway. I had seen these at the gym, and they looked fire on this guy. This cat was lifting weights or whatnot. But see, they didn't look like this. This right here makes them look really, really unattractive, right? I'm going to just stuff it with paper from the Mosh, because when I saw it on his foot, I liked how it filled in. You know, the shoe, you know, it filled in perfectly on his foot, which made it to me, I appreciated the shape more. So I kind of stuffed it with paper right now so you can kind of get a better sense of the shape. You know, on foot, the shape is fire. I would encourage anybody to buy these, especially at 50% off. The V2 had a different shape a little bit, but it had a different look when your foot wasn't in it. So you could sort of like, and plus Yeezy wore those more often in the beginning, so you could kind of see how they looked on foot. I don't think I ever saw Kanye wear these. Me personally, not saying that he didn't, for those who be like, yo, you're tripping, bro, he wore those at Coachella. Fam, I don't pay attention to everything like that. Relax, all right? Just enjoy the show. But like I said, when I stuffed it with the paper like this, when I tried it on my foot, I was like, oh yeah, these go. So, yeah, these are a fire. And sorry, my kids are playing Fortnite and they do a lot of screaming. So if you hear them screaming, you know, just bear with me. But I like the way this look when they're on foot. I don't know if there's any more on there for 50% off. If there's other colorways, I'm probably going to cop another colorway because, like I said, the shoe is great. You just got to take the time to try to give some of these a shot to see the greatness about them. I don't know I know George talked about this on one episode. I think when he had bought, I don't even know if it was Wave Runners. It was something he had. I don't know if I'm supposed to put my foot in there and leave this or take this out. I don't know what this is. It's like a little bit of like a lace lock closure or something on the laces. I don't know. But whatever. So that's them. So anyway, shout out to Adidas. But shout out to Adidas for putting them for 50% off on their website. I didn't have to go to the outlet. You know what I mean? I went to the website. It was like, oh, shoot, them joints is 50% off. What? Like, yes, I'll definitely give a Yeezy a shot that I was on the fence about for 50% off. Plus, buying it from Adidas, if you don't like it, you can return it. None of these Yeezys and stuff like that are final sale. So if I didn't like this, that joint going straight back to the outlet. Get my money back. You know what I mean? So, or send it back. Whatever. So I also, like I mentioned earlier, excuse me, I had to get a sip of this whole agua. It's hot in this closet. Pause. I don't know why I said pause. I went and picked up the Kobe 4 Pro Tro. So, you know, I had did the online raffle with Undefeated and whatnot. And, you know, I think the shoe, based on pictures, is horrendous, okay? I think the story behind it is great, and the execution of it is stupid. So I did the Undefeated raffle, and I won, right? Now, that was a period of time where, like, you just did raffles. You just signed up for raffles. You just did them. You did them. And then you were like, oh, I don't want these. You didn't go get them. Or you would say, hey, to the homie or somebody, yo, I won the raffle. Do you want them or whatnot? Do you want the pair? Blah, 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 whatever. Or you would just sell them or whatnot. And, you know, shout out to Undefeated out here in Phoenix. So I did the store pickup. You get two options when you do an Undefeated raffle. You could do online, which will get shipped to you, or you could do, if you have a local store in your area, you could do both. So I did both. I did online. I lost the online one, and I won the in-store pickup locally. I did a 9.5, and, you know, shout out to the store, man. The store is always great, man. You know, I think one day I'm going to try to do an episode out of that store, see if they'll let us do an episode in there or whatnot. But I just always love that store. I think it's a clean, dope store. I think it's like that quintessential boutique, but, like, you know, obviously with the street twist to it. And I love it, man. It may be the only place out here who sells Bape at retail price. You know what I mean? Like in Arizona. So, actually, you know, maybe Feature. Feature sells Bape. And that Feature just got out here last year, the year before last. So, hasn't been that long. And I could be wrong. There could be some other stores out here, but relax. So, right off the bat, I went to the store and picked them up. Now, when I walked in the store to go buy these, I had already said to myself, I really don't want to pay for these. But I also like picking up my raffles when I win them at places. There used to be this thing, you know, sneakerheads used to always look for some sort of advantage, or they looked for some sort of reason for everything. And it would be like, you know, if I want it, you know, I got to pick it up because I don't want them to not let me win next time. Whatever. I've been helped out by the homie through Undefeated for certain sneakers and whatnot. And I didn't want to not pick this up because, you know what I mean? I don't really know how to explain it. I just wanted to make sure that, like, you know what? I'm taking responsibility for it. I won the raffle. I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, nah, bro. Because these are still sitting in some stores, FYI. I'm talking for the listeners driving. I'm talking about the Kobe 4 Pro Tro Girl Dad, okay? And I do have a daughter. FYI, because I stand by what I said, you know, and I'm gonna talk about that a little bit with some of these other stores real quick. And I wasn't planning on talking about that, but I'm gonna talk about it. And I stand by what I said, and I stand by what I said about only women and dads with daughters should have these, because a lot of you love to come at me talking about, yo, bro, the story, bro, story matters. Well, the story of these are, he's a girl dad. That's the story. You can't have it both ways. Because you get mad at me when I say stories don't matter anymore. I said stories that matter are stories that I used to be able to participate in. I got to see Jordan jump from the free throw line. I got to see, you know, Shaq dunk on Olajuwon. Whatever the case may be, those are things I could participate in. I can't participate in your personal story. You know, this sneaker was because when I used to be, my mom was a single mother and blah, blah, blah. I don't got time for that. Thank you. That's too personal for me. Girl dad Kobe's. It's a little bit personal for me due to the circumstances of him and Gianna passing away, obviously, way too soon and tragically. But you know what? Girl, dad, fine. Now, right off the bat, this is what I'm going to say, right? You know, the box is whack, okay? Since Kobe's started re-releasing, and if it wasn't a pack, like an undefeated collaboration or some type of collaboration or whatnot, the packaging has been embarrassing, okay? Now, look, this is a matted box with the Mamba system, Kobe system logo on it, his signature under it, and it got like a little bit of texture scale on it. You know, the problem with this is that this isn't a bad box, but it's a bad box for where we are today with Kobe Bryant being the legendary athlete that we all revere and how significant his life, you know, his loss of life being to us. I just feel that once you start rebuilding that sneaker legacy, each box has to be special. This box is shipped in a bigger box with a bunch of smaller boxes like this. It's pretty beat up, you know, it's marked up, you know, it's got white scuff marks, it's got, you know, looks like some black that rub off the other boxes. It's a mess to me. For something as significant as Girl Dad, et cetera, this should be better. The reverse Grinch box should be better. The Grinch box, maybe the Grinch box is okay. I don't know. These boxes should be better. The Philly box of the four should be better. They should be better. So, nothing special with the paper. It's just box and Kobe. Okay. So, I will tell you this, right? When I went into the store, I said to myself, if I see something better I want, I'm not going to grab the Kobe. I'm just going to buy that. Since I got myself to actually get in my car and go to the store, because I debated it all day. I had them from 11 o'clock to 6 p.m. to pick them up. I went in there at 4 o'clock because I was like, am I going to do this or what? If you listen to this podcast, I'm not the biggest Kobe 4 fan, okay? I think I maybe owned one or two Kobe 4s ever, okay? And I think they were just your basic Laker colorways. I think your Carpe Diem and then your Del Sol. I think they're the only two Kobe 4s I owned. I could be wrong. I may have owned another one, but I don't know. So, I mean, here's the shoe. Very nice materials, okay? Extremely nice materials. I mean, super duper duper soft suede. The swoosh, a nice suede. The tongue, I do like the chrome accent in the back. It has the 24 in the back. Translucent outsole. I'm not really a fan of the translucent outsole. I think it's supposed to be silver right here. It's translucent, but it comes across as silver. So I don't know. The one thing that I will say that I don't like about these is I don't like how, what is this? This is the left shoe. The left shoe back here on the chrome. Yeah. The left shoe back here on the chrome doesn't have his signature, but the right shoe does. Now, at first I was like, maybe it's mine. I don't know. I haven't bought a Kobe 4 in a long time. And I can't even remember if the original had the signature on the back. I don't know, but I don't understand why it's not on both. Okay, now, unless there is some sort of significance or story behind that of why he put the signatures on the right and not the left, please educate me. I'm all ears. The one thing that I don't like either is they don't come with any laces. Immediately, even when I got the reverse Grinches, I was like, if I got a red lace, then maybe it won't be so bad. It only comes with the black lace. Now, unless my box and my reverse Grinch boxes were just missing the laces, okay, but I don't have another colorway of laces in this. This needs this green lace. Now, for those who may not know why this is green, is because it's from that, to me, an iconic picture already of Kobe Bryant sitting courtside with Gianna, and he was wearing the WNBA hoodie, I believe, and he was wearing a green Eagles beanie. Like I said, story cool, execution makes no sense. I look at a picture of him and his beautiful daughter enjoying themselves at a basketball game, and they're just laughing and having fun, and you home in on his beanie to make the girl dad shoe. Whatever. I don't understand it, but whatever. In the tongue right here, you may not be able to see this. I'm not good at this. If you want a true sneaker review, I am not the guy for you, okay? There are plenty of people. You go to Google, or I'm sorry, YouTube, type in Kobe 4 Girl Dad Sneaker Review. I'm sure there are thousands of videos on. I'm doing the best I can, all right? On the tongue right here, it says Girl Dad. Cool. Not mad at it. It has Girl Dad on both tongues, but Kobe's signature only on one sneaker. Whatever. You know, I understand the beanie thing and the picture. I get it. But this is faded highway sign green to me. This just doesn't look like Girl Dad. This looks like military dad or just Eagles fan. Like, this honestly just, you know, look, the shoe is just, it does not match the story. It just doesn't. I think a lot of people passed up on this. I think, you know, out of all the Kobe's that have released, I think people looked at this one like, yeah, I'm good on that one. Even, I mean, with those who don't care about the story or don't care or whatnot. But like I said, I want it. I wanted to get it. You know, just I appreciate whatever, winning a raffle. I don't know. I really don't want to say anything. Cause let me tell you something. I don't think it's a bad shoe. Now, I don't remember Kobe 4s being this light. I will tell you this. This thing is super light. I never played basketball on a Kobe 4. I only played basketball on Kobe 5s and 6s when I did. And Adidas Kobe's. But these are really, really light. And maybe that's part of the ProTro thing, ProTro aspect of it. I don't know. Because I would imagine that the original Kobe 4s were pretty heavy. They're not a small sneaker. But like I said, like, you know, I have a Kobe 4 now. I have a Girl Dad sneaker now. I am a Girl Dad. Am I wearing those on Father's Day? Absolutely not, because on Father's Day, I plan on wearing nothing but my socks or a Salehe Bembury Crocs and sitting on the couch watching baseball, eating Thai food. That's my plan for Father's Day. My wife may have something different, but, you know. But yeah, you know, and then, you know, obviously, you know, people had tagged me in the post. I think BR Kicks had posted. You know how lame BR Kicks is. Let's see. BR Kicks had posted, you know, store gives priority access to girl dads in the new Kobe 4 release. So I don't know what store this was. It says the store's called Kicking It. So it's a store in San Antonio, Texas. They gave access to girl dads or whatnot. Prior, which they should. And you know what, never mind, I'm not gonna say anything, because looking at this page right now, I'm like, okay. Anyways, some people tagged me in it and whatnot, and I'm sorry, that's just how it should be. This isn't okay. You have to, either look at all sneakers as sneakers or accept or the meaning of every story, whatever the case may be. But it's a girl dad sneakers. And I know single men with zero kids who was like, must cop. I get it. And I'm going to talk about that with one of the Kobe models that's getting ready to release in 2025 as well. Like I said, I've not got a lot to talk about today, but there are a few things I do want to talk about. And I'm doing top 10 Kobe 4 colorways to me. But that to me is how it should be. They didn't have you going up there doing who could score the most points, who could do a kick flip, who can do all this stuff. They didn't have you doing that. It puts a little perspective on some of the things and gimmicks that people have been doing before. You know what? Doing a kickflip for some dunk SBs. All right. You know, I mean, doing a kickflip, and there's a select few, you know what I mean? But I did appreciate that. And shout out to everybody who tagged me in that post or sent that to me or whatnot. But like I said, man, to me, the story is way too personal and more sentimental to then just say, I just love Kobe's. This is a Kobe. I collect Kobe's. No, I'm sorry. Not this one. Not the other ones either. Not the other girl dads. Not the next girl dads. I'm sorry. Sorry. Let's do releases. So, obviously I appreciate like, subscribe. Everybody who likes, subscribe, share this podcast, sends comments, DMs and whatnot. I've been really slow to get back in a lot of the DMs. I've been trying. Work has been kicking my butt, man. And I've mentioned that to a few of the homies and whatnot, but man, work is just right now sort of getting the best of me. And then, you know, obviously trying to make sure I'm still a good father and good husband and whatnot. And my son is currently playing on a new club soccer team. He now plays for PSG and he has his practices, and you know, they're constantly sending messages and, you know, money is flying in my pocket. And, you know, my daughter, you know, she's a very sociable person. So her being out of school sucks for her. She hates being out of school. I remember when the summertime came around, the best part about summertime was not being at school. Not for kids today. Not being at school, that's cool. But then it's also, well, what are we doing today? Are we going to go here today? Are we going to go to the water park? Are we going to go to movies? Are we going to go here? You spend so much money with them not being out of school. My parents didn't have to spend a ton of money when summer vacation came around. The best part about summer vacation was I was at home. I get to watch TV. I get to play video games. I get to go outside. Not today's kid. So I'm going to do releases. Obviously, I am horrendous and awful at releases. Shout out to the homie Matt. Matt was on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Dear releases in replace of George, I appreciate that. So I'm going to give him my best, all right? All right, so I'm going to start with the 11th. What is that today? Yeah, I'm going to start with the 11th because that's tomorrow. All right, so first I got the Rick Owens Dark Shadow Double Dark Star Chuck Taylors. I love this model. Not necessarily the high. I have a pair of Dark Shadow Low Rick Owens. I love them. I know cats, so I posted them in a couple threads. Cats is like, you crazy, those suck, blah, blah, blah. And cats ain't got style. They ain't got style. You ain't got guts. When you see a sneaker like this, you got to have guts. There's a lot of sneakers. I don't mean just sneakers like this, but like there are certain Jordans, certain Kobe's, certain sneakers that exist, Sauconys, A6, etc., that you got to have guts to wear. A lot of cats going to look at them and be like, huh? You got to have guts to wear them, all right? We also got, looks like a women's Jordan 1 Retro Low OG Black Gorge Green. You know, this would have came out about 8 to 10 years ago. Fire. It's that Gucci colorway. There was a Gucci Jordan 1 High. Well, it was Gucci colors. That traditional OG dark green and red with the mix of the Gucci, you know. This is sort of that, but in a low-top version. I'm not a fan of it. It looks like it has a shine to it. Check your local outlets. We also got a New Balance 991 V2 Made in England Vintage Sports Pack. I mean, I'm not mad at this model. I prefer a 992s, but the 991, not too bad. I ain't mad at it. I'm just surprised this isn't a Teddy Santis. Then we have the 1500 Made in England Vintage Sport Pack. 1500 to me is my favorite New Balance model of all time. They're typically pretty pricey, even at the outlets. You know, they'd be like, oh, 20% off of 200. I'm like, ah, can't do it. But I love the 1500. Then we got the Nike Dunk RTFKT. I don't know what that stands for. I've seen this during the NFT days or whatnot, pre-orders, I don't know, Genesis Void. Look, I appreciate the effort, but these are for kids. Like, these legit look like that sneaker that would be on the shelf when you take your kids shopping and you're like, son, let's look at the Jordan 1 through 14s. And he's like, no, daddy, look at these. And he takes this off the shelf. That's what this looks like. And you're like, no. We don't know what that is. Put that back. But daddy, it looks so cool. No. We got the Jordan 1 Low OG Baron. If you guys remember, I don't even remember what year. There was like a Baron pack. It was a Baron 9 and a Baron Jordan 1 High. Barons is the baseball AAA, AA team. Jordan played for when he retired from the Bulls. It's like the White Sox affiliate team. You know, I mean, it's just a white, it's just a black, white, gray Jordan 1 Low. It's so plain, it almost looks like a Fat Low, one of the other versions of the Jordan Low, not the OG cut. Anyways, next, we got the Air Force 1 Low Retro Linen. Fam, that is an automatic cop, okay? Now, supposedly they're limited. I don't know. This was part of Nike's cult classic pack. I don't know how you can release stuff like and call it a cult classic and it be limited. I don't like that. This sneaker has released, this may be the third time this is retro. Obviously the original when it came out, then I think Kith did a retro, and I think the Kith one only came out in Hawaii. I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it maybe only came out in Hawaii. I don't know when Kith opened up in Hawaii. I don't know. Actually, you know what, that doesn't sound right. I don't know. Kith had retroed this. And now it looks like a 2024 version. I'm trying for this raffles, whatever I got to do to get my hands on this. I have to try for it. There's not a lot of Air Force Ones that I like, not a lot of Air Force Ones that George like, but I guarantee, and we've done it before in the past, I know for a fact we've done top 10 Air Force One list. I know the linen was in the list. And if it wasn't in the top five then, it should have been in the top five then. But linen may be in the top five, top three Air Force Ones to me of all time. To me. We got Stone Island collaboration with New Balance on a 574 Legacy Light Green, and it looks like a dark green version. Look, we all like Stone Island. Stone Island is extremely overpriced, okay? It's like it's essentials, pretty much. It's just your basic wear, you know what I mean? Your earth tone colors with a little bit of logo patch on and whatnot. Rico wears a lot of Stone Island. These, I ain't mad at these. 574s used to be that New Balance that, like, you know, when you were younger and you were like, I want to be a grown up. I don't want to wear Jordans anymore. And you go buy your first New Balance. It was typically a 574. You buy it from Journeys, Underground Station. You know, sometimes your Foot Lockers, your Foot Actions always had a couple of the 574s in there. We all have 574s. As I've gotten older, I've liked and appreciated 574s way more than I did when I was younger. And it was a block in time when, you know, obviously we started getting heavy into the Kith and Asics and stuff like that. 574s was sort of like your starter pack, you know what I mean? You know, we was already into the, you know, 1500s, and we was exploring all the other more I don't want to say grown-up New Balances, but, like, you know, some of the ones that the New Balance people had already been rocking, you know what I mean? So the 574s, to me, I feel like they're got a place in sneaker history without a question, all right? But they are a lot more better, and as you get older and over, you could have a different outlook and view on them a lot differently. There looks like the second colorway of the Action Bronson. So it's the 1906R Medusa Azul Action Bronson. It's okay. I think the first colorway of this model is better. I didn't participate in the raffle for it. I don't know how that went down. I saw a lot of people online complaining about how that all went down. I don't know. I saw a tweet from Action Bronson, which I had reposted on Twitter, which I thought was hilarious. Because, first of all, he had discussed basically saying the process couldn't be fair because it's so limited, which is ridiculous. And he was talking about they're using advanced technology. I don't know what he's talking about. Either way, he ended up dropping, I think, two kid versions of it. And I go, why? Why are you making an adult and a toddler and even a grade school version? I think he had those both sizes in this model if it's limited for adults. Like, look, I think my kids have all owned a pair of New Balances or whatnot, but I'm not buying my kids New Balances to buy New Balances, okay? Like, just cuz. I think the only time I've ever bought my kid New Balances was when they were, like, babies. Like, I'm talking, like, can't even walk yet or just started walking. It was like, oh, I'll grab them a little pair of 574s. That's it. I'm not buying my kid any New Balances right now. I'm sorry. He's just not, you know, like, and I don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody's like, yo, I got to get my son the 1500s. I don't think they're doing that. The kids want to go to school and be cool and people know what they are. I don't think the kids want to have to explain. These were made in England. I don't think they want to do that. So, anyways, whatever. Hopefully this release for those who want these is much better. Next, we got the Air Diamond Turf Max 96, the Deion Sanders, the OG version, which, you know, has all his original logos and insignias and numbers and things like that on it. Fine. This, to me, just goes back to what I was saying with the Mosh thing, you know, going back and making sneakers for athletes and other sports besides basketball. You know why to me, I think that Nike and Reebok and Adidas and all these brands need to really explore making signature sneakers, even though the athlete may not wear them on the court or on the field, although we're a version of it, a cleat or whatnot. The reason why I feel like they should consider this is because a lot more of those personalities in those sports are much bigger than they are in basketball. Okay, basketball cats, they ain't got no personality to me. Some of them do. We don't see basketball athletes' personalities. It's some in the league, some. You know what? Let's put it this way. The ones who got the best and the biggest and funniest and coolest personalities are the ones who aren't as good at basketball. Your Pat Bev's, your Draymond Green is good. You know what I mean, defensively, but he's not. We're not talking about Giannis here. Giannis has personality a little bit, but, you know, it comes across as very weird sometimes. But then all your personalities come out from these athletes when they do podcasts, when they do things. You go, oh, I like this person. They got different personality, but that's after their career. NFL has some of the biggest personalities. Jefferson, wide receiver. I mean, he wears a grill. I've never seen his regular teeth, okay? You got, you know, obviously your running backs, like big, huge personalities that could sell a sneaker, okay? To me. We have personalities in hockey. You got personalities in, shoot, it's NILs now. You may as well start making signature sneakers for college athletes. Ooh, that'd be kind of fire. Signature sneakers for some college football athletes? I don't know. You know, so that's how I look at it. You know, Deion has a big personality. We want to buy Diamond Turf Deions because of Deion's personality and the whole aura and everything that's surrounding the Buffalo, University of Colorado Buffalo right now. That's why anybody wants to buy Deion's right now. If Deion wasn't coaching Colorado and wasn't in the media and wasn't as boisterous and bolsterous as he's been the last probably 5 years, nobody would buy these. These have released already. Not with all the Deion and Senia, but these have released. You can find these on eBay. That the stuff is out there, okay? But anyways, what else we got? We got, looks like, 2KD. Sorry, my eye is itching. 2KD17s. The last 2 years, maybe 3 years, he's done, like, these producer packs where it's like, this one is the Metro Boomin, the Alchemist. It's fine. I saw a KD17 in person at the Nike outlet a couple weeks ago. Man, it honestly looks like a skate shoe. It's so padded in such a weird shape. It's like a stack of pancakes. Like, it's really weird. I'm sure it's very comfortable on the basketball court, but man, it's no. To me. We got the Sky Brown times Women's Zoom Pogo Plus Japanese Roots. I'm not mad at this shoe. I like the little aesthetics of it. I like the sort of shredded swoosh. I don't know what a Zoom Pogo Plus is. We talked about this in another episode, and we were like, Zoom Pogo Plus? I don't know if this is a new sneaker, a new model, or if this is like unarchived pair of something. I don't know. We got some Noctas next. We got Jordan 4 Oxidized Green. Check your local outlets. We got a Jordan 1 High OG Denim. Look, once you make one denim in a model, you don't need another one. There's a women's version that's in denim that's fire of a Jordan 1. This right here, I don't get it. You don't need more than one denim in a model. If you made a denim Jordan 4, which they did, they had the Levi's pack, and they made white, black, and blue, you don't ever need to do a denim Jordan 4 ever again, I promise. You already got a denim Jordan 1 OG for women's. It's over. Good job. You did great with that one. No more. You don't got to. And then we have the Nike Huff pack. So Huff is releasing a Air Max pack, Air Max 1 pack. They got pink, green, and orange. I don't know. Maybe no one's come up with a name with them yet, but that's just what they're called. Pink, green, and orange. I mean, they suck. I mean, this to me is beneath Huff. Okay. Typically, Huff collaborations are majority all fire. I guess I could appreciate the execution because the quality looks superb. But these are a no-go to me. And, you know, this goes back to what I talked about before. We got a pink, a green, and an orange all dropping on the exact same day. Like, that's not how collaborations used to work. Like, what the heck? Like, you can't save the pink one for, you know, about 4 months from now? I just don't get it. I think that's all I'll do for now. Yeah, I'll do that for now. So that was it right there. I'll stop right there. So like I said, man, I appreciate everybody who likes, subscribes, share this podcast. I feel like there was something during this that I was going to... Nah, I think I already talked about it. I talked about personalities selling more. So let's talk about, you know, this week we got news. I saw it on a couple outlets online and whatnot. And like I said, don't got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to go through these two topics and then I'm going to do the top 10 list. So, man, like I said, I appreciate everybody who likes, subscribe, share this podcast. Going to be a short episode. But we got news this week that Kobe 8 is going to retro the Wetha. Obviously, it's not till 2025. You know, is what it is. You know, just a couple things, you know, when it comes to that is, you know, each outlet that I seen it for, all the outlets, let me start over. So the What the Kobe 8, which is funny, we just got through talking about this last week or the week before last. I don't remember. We were talking about, I said the Kobe 8 What the is, and the Kobe 7, you could argue the best What the's out of all the What the's that exist. And this one is a definite must cop if it's going to be the What the What the original version. When I saw this online on Twitter, IG, whatever it was, the first thing I said was, finally, a Kobe I recognize. You know what I mean? All the Kobes lately that have been coming out, they're just unrecognizable. You know what I mean? This colorway didn't exist. You know, the Kobe line just hasn't been properly retro to me, because what you want to do is... You want to release your retros, all your OG colorways that people forgot about, all the colorways that people didn't get at the time, all the colorways that people disrespected and they left on the shelves, they let them sit, they passed on them, they let them go to the outlet. You want to release all those. Then you want to explore Eagles Beanie Green all white halos. And I get why they're called halos. No disrespect. But that's the first thing I thought when I saw the what the. Finally, a Kobe we all recognize and we all want. Finally. Well, majority of the outlets that posted that they will be releasing at some time in 2025, all of them had some type of disclaimer. All of them that should have had some type of disclaimer at the bottom that said, hasn't been confirmed if it's going to be the original or a new version or an updated version or something. Basically, and look, when it comes to the Kobe line, I have zero faith, zero trust in Nike that they're going to do the right thing or what they should do. So I'm about 100% positive these will not be the what the that we're thinking of and the what the that we remember and the what the that we appreciated. They're going to find some type of way to mess this up, okay? I haven't seen a Kobe since the Grinch that I went copped. I haven't seen a Kobe since the Grinch where I got well into the double digits messages for people. Need, will be copping these. These are a must have. Shout out to the homie Tim. Tim was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with these, but I need them. I was like, oh, they're going to look good in the closet. They're going to look good in my closet because I don't know if I'm wearing them. But it's good to see a Kobe that I recognize. If they drop the correct version, the one that we want, the pictures that they're showing, the one that we see, the one that we had, the one that we tried for, that's the Kobe we want. I don't want some other different variation of it. And here's the thing, too. This is 2025 news. Whatever. They can get the Kobe line back on track really quick, all right? Because this is what I've noticed, right? And I went on StockX and I was on GO, and I feel like it got mentioned at some point. The prices on Kobe's resale, they're coming down a bit. Now, let's not get it twisted. They still up there. But I seen a couple Kobe's on there for like $220, you know, $240, $230. Now, that's high, but that's essentially retail today. You're going to lose the Kobe sneaker, the Kobe, you know, aura by coming out with these whack colorways. Give me this colorway in the 5. Give me this in the 6, the 7, the 4, the 3. Give me the Kobes that I want so I can maintain that good feeling of nostalgia of I saw Kobe playing that. I remember when these released. I remember passing on these, and now I got a chance to get them. You got to let that live in us for a little.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
While longer before, like I said, you start dropping green beanie girl dads. Also got news that, and this was originally had posted probably sometime this year, maybe last year. I think it was this year before baseball season. Vanessa Bryant had posted a Dodgers Kobe 6. It's in Dodger blue. according to same outlets. That's going to be releasing in 2025 as well. I'm not a fan of sneakers like that. Not because of what you think. First of all, let me just talk about the Kobe 6 for a second. I like the Kobe 6 model. I think the Kobe 6 model is also very, very overrated. Okay. Great shooter hoop in. Phenomenal shooter hoop in. I think the Grinch put us like this. The Kobe 6 model is one of the greatest. Oh my God, we love the Grinch so much that like all the other colorways, we're willing to accept them or ignore how whack they are. And don't get me wrong, there's some fire ones out there. Let's not get it twisted. Am I fine with the Dodgers being a Kobe 6? Yes. Here's the problem that I said. This is why I don't like things like this. This is what, because even though it's not a collaboration, it's a collaboration. I talked about this on the episode that I did with Matt from Fire Footwear Pod. Man, look, when we did our top 10 Olympic sneakers, right? When you do a Dodgers, and I'm putting Dodgers in quotes because it's probably most likely hasn't been confirmed nor denied. I doubt it's an official Dodgers collaboration with the Kobe Bryant family. It's just a Kobe model in Dodgers blue. When you create something like this that's going to hold the weight of a Kobe sneaker, Kobe Bryant, and Dodgers, you got to make like 2 million pairs, maybe 3 million pairs. You have to have a lot of these available because there are Dodger fans who are going to want this because they're Dodgers fans. There are sneakerheads who are going to want these because they're just fire sneakers. They're Kobe's. They're fire sneakers. They may not even like Kobe, but the sneaker's fire. And don't be in my messages, because I ain't going to go back and forth with you talking about, yo, who would buy a Kobe Bryant sneaker and not like Kobe Bryant? Man, stop. Okay? Don't dare message me saying that nonsense. All right? Nonsense. So there's the sneakerhead aspect of it, and then there's those who love Kobe Bryant, the basketball player, and Lakers fans. There are so many different audiences that you want to be able to cater to that it's gonna be a fail. It just is. The Dodger fan wants the Dodge. Oh, man, I got a dope Kobe that I can wear with my jersey. Man, that's fire. I'm a Dodgers fan. I love L.A. Dodgers. Yo, this sneaker's fire. I need that in my collection. Yo, Kobe Bryant was a legend, my favorite player of all time, and I love the Lakers. It's too many parties to entertain, and Nike has not done a great job of that ever. Ever. I think the first time I really paid attention and focused on that aspect of it, and even though this was later on, this was like 2 years ago, this was later on in my sneaker understanding, because I just didn't, before having a podcast, you don't really break down the thought process of like this sneaker and why. You don't really break it down until you have to sit down and think of topics and talk to the listeners every week. Shout out to the listeners. I appreciate you guys. When I went to go for the Kith release of the Frank Lloyd Wright. Frank Lloyd Wright is an architect, very big, very popular in Arizona for some of his designs, building designs, home designs, et cetera, right? When I went to go buy the Frank Lloyd Wright New Balance, first of all, I thought it was only going to be a select few people there just from being Kith fans. There are a lot of Kith fans in Arizona. A lot, okay? That's one. Two, Frank Lloyd Wright is like probably in the top three, top five most beloved people in Arizona history here, okay? And then you got your New Balance fans and whatnot as well. When I was in line, I'm in line at Sneakerhead. Wow, Kith is in town. opportunity to buy from Kith in town for the pop-up. That's one. Two, the New Balance is fire. And there's two colorways? I gotta be able to get one. Man, that line was wrapped. It wasn't wrapped with cats like me. It wasn't wrapped with a bunch of fitteds in line. It wasn't wrapped with a bunch of, yeah, I'm copping. It wasn't a bunch of them. It was nice young ladies and young gentlemen. I go to the Frank Lloyd Wright School of Design. Frank Lloyd Wright is one of my idols. I do the Frank Lloyd Wright tour every year because I just love his design. He's such an inspiration to me. I want to grow up to be an engineer and an architect because Frank Lloyd Wright, that too was in line. I'm in line like, yeah, them joints is nasty. I got a fit for these joints. Ooh, wait till they see me step out in these. That's me. That's me and other cats in line. There are legit. Sorry for the long pause. I heard my kids. I thought one of them was crying. There are cats in line who are legit fans of Frank Lloyd Wright and design. I go, oh, shoot, I ain't getting these. And a part of me went, yo, they should get these. What am I doing here? What am I doing in this line? These cats love and support Frank Lloyd Wright. What am I doing here? Well, now Nike plans to actually release a Dodgers. We're talking about the number one or number two most popular team in baseball. Like, and right now, probably the most popular, is definitely the most popular. Yankees is still up there, but in the world right now. You know what I mean? We now, the Dodger Nation now has Japan under its belt right now. And I mean that in no disrespectful way. You know what I mean. If you're not going to be able to make enough pairs to entertain each group, for them to feel like they're a part of that release, feel like they can get a pair for their reason, I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm a sneaker fan. I'm a Kobe fan. If you can't do that, keep them joints. Let them joints be Vanessa Bryant and kids' PEs, their PEs, let them have that forever. Because if you're not going to be able to do for the masses, forget about it. You know, I'm dead serious about that. But anyways, am I going to try a cop when I get them? Of course, I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm from L.A., and I love Kobe Bryant, and I love sneakers. I mean, I'm supposed to, based off of just all that criteria. Will I pay resale for them? I don't know. I would prefer to have the Jackie Robinson dunk than a Kobe 6 Dodger. And I wasn't willing to pay retail for that. And that's actually one of the greatest stories of all time, when Jackie Robinson, you know what I mean? I don't know. It depends. So we'll see. Also, we got news that there's a possibility, or maybe it's been confirmed, that the White Cement 4 is releasing again. You know, I really don't have much to say about that. Honestly, I really don't know why I brought it up right now. I should have just moved on to the top 10 list. But, you know, I saw a lot of people like, yes, yes, need it. I'm starting to question either myself or other sneakerheads. And I say this with all due respect, because the White Cement 4 has released about three times, maybe two, maybe three, I don't know, in the last 10 to 12 years. None of y'all got them? Nobody. I still got pairs. And then I go to myself, well, maybe because I'm not wearing my stuff as much. Like I told people, I feel like I've slipped into the collector stage of my life and not the actual sneakerhead anymore. I mean, I just bought the Girl Dad Kobe's just because I won, and I just won. I am about 89% positive I'll never wear these Kobe 4s. Where are y'all cement fours at, your white ones? See, this is what I would really love for people to focus on. Like, legit focus, all right? listen to my voice, okay? Those driving your vehicles, those sitting in public transportation, those sitting at work in that cubicle, bored out of their mind, those outside doing manual labor, which we appreciate, because without you, we wouldn't be able to get from A to B. Trust me. When news breaks on things like this, go on eBay and go find a pair. Why wait? Why wait till 2025? Don't tell me, yo, it enjoys too much money. Fam, I can't remember the last time the white cement released. Maybe it was like 2016, maybe. I could be wrong. I'm old. My memory is shot. If you're this excited they're about to release, because they about to release at about 220, don't think you about to get them for 165 or whatever they used to be. Go on eBay, stock it. Go find you a pair right now. Save you up $20 a day. Go ahead and take a 20. Go ahead and put that joint aside every week, 20 a week. Go ahead and put that aside and pay the $350, the four. Get you a pair now. If these are must-haves for you that bad and you don't have any, like, I just find it hard to believe for a lot of these people who be on the internet talking way too much. You know what? I think that's the problem I have with it. I got a problem with seeing people who talk way too much on the internet not have nothing. They don't got nothing. Ah, I need a fresh pair of Concord 11s. Huh? Ooh, do you think they should re-release Space Jams? Fam, where are your Space Jams? Yo, if they release Black Cement 3 again, I'm coming. I think a lot of you need to stop talking on the internet. I'm being dead serious. I think I'm tired of seeing a lot of voices and a lot of comments and a lot of retweets and a lot of stuff from people on the internet talking way too much who don't seem to have nothing. Nothing Jordan related, nothing OG related, nothing. But they want to get on the internet and have all these think pieces and conversations on Anthony Edwards 1. You not allowed to talk about Anthony Edwards 1 if you ain't got no, if you still sitting around like, I need a Concord. I think the closet, I think the light, I need my sunglasses because the light is so bright in here. That's like the main reason why I used to wear them in here is because of this. And like, doing these closet episodes, you know, I'm just in this closet and I'm surrounded by all these sneakers and it's this light in my face and this camera and this microphone. I may be going to my head, but stop talking so much on the internet if you still sitting around like, boy, I wish I could get my hands on a Bretta, a Bread 4. Where were you? That's just me talking. I'm just a podcaster talking nonsense. The light is in my face. It's just too many people. I see cats. Oh my gosh, I'm about to give myself a headache. I see cats still posting, fam, they need to re-release the OG Air Max 1 Royal Blue. Huh?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You do too much talking on the internet to not have that. I don't need your opinions on anything else if you're sitting around like, yo, if they release Air Tech Challenge 2s again, You know how many times Lava has released? Cats have like, oh, I know you copping. Fam, no joke, Lava's alone, I may have 7. Air Tech Challenge 2s alone, I'm double digits deep. Am I going to cop this new one? Yes. You know why? I'm dumb. I'm dumb. But see, at some point, sneakerheads, y'all going to have to be about it. You're going to have to be about it. I didn't care for Lightnings, Lightning Low 17s. I didn't think they sucked, but when they first released, I was like, okay. Whatever. All right. I mean, they cool. They all right. Cats legit lost their mind on the internet. I get it. Not a ton of pairs out there. But I also seen pairs on eBay for like $325 during this long block. And yes, I've seen some upwards to $1,000 before. But they're out there. Do you really want them, or do you just want to talk on the end? You know what? Let's do the top 10 list and go home before I start really talking crazy. Appreciate everybody who likes, subscribes, share this podcast. Short episode today. Something just to get you through a little bit of time of your day. I appreciate you for giving us time out of your day. You know what I mean? You know, check out other podcasts out there. You know what I mean? Check out some of the homies. Listen to their shows. But I'm doing top 10 Kobe 4 colorways to me. And this is to me because it's only me today. So I didn't put any honorable mentions. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and put some honorable mentions. I haven't done a lot of honorable mentions in a long time because it just prolonged the show. And I'm just honestly just like trying not to make these 3-hour, 2.5-hour episodes. We used to go through a gauntlet of honorable mentions. I'm going to give you a couple honorable mentions. I'm going to go the undefeated Kobe 4, the orange Devin Booker one. Suns. I'll say Suns. You know, should I maybe put it in my top 10? Maybe, you know, the Kobe 4 model had a lot of patent leather, some of these colorways, and mainly it was probably the ones that the undefeated release and whatnot. I like it. I mean, I root for the Suns. We're out here in Arizona. It's orange. That's fine. Orange patent leather. You asking a lot from me now, you know what I mean? To want to wear orange patent leather. They had a whole pack them. They had a black pair. They had a green pair that was supposed to be Milwaukee Bucks, I think. And then they had was it a purple pair? I don't remember, but it was a whole undefeated pack and whatnot. Undefeated has always done some great things with the Kobe line throughout the years and whatnot. So shout out to them. And that's probably my only honorable mention. I'll say that whole undefeated pack, the black, the green, the orange, and that was one more. It may have been a Laker purple. I don't know. I think I maybe have that on my list. Let me see. Oh yeah, I have that one on my list. So there was a purple one. You know, I'll tell you this though. It's really hard to, when you're doing lists like this, especially back then with like Kobe 4s, 5s, et cetera. Cause there was a lot of Kobe's that were released, friends and families, or like exclusive to one store, or like just PEs and things like that. And when you go look online on GOAT and StockX, you'll type in Kobe 4. And there's a lot of Kobe 4s that I just do not remember. And a lot of colorways that were like stupid exclusive and stuff like that. Like, I don't even remember if they ever released. You know what I mean? So there are some that you can go on there and go, man, you're crazy. You didn't add the undefeated, whatever it was called. No, because I don't even remember that releasing. That may be only friends and family, or it only came out at one undefeated in California. I don't remember that release and how it was. So, like, I don't want to put anything on my list that's, like, stupid rare. Or I think I saw it for, like, 9,000 on the GOAT app. So, I was like, yeah, I don't want to put that on here. Not to say that it wasn't a major release for everybody. I just don't remember, okay? So, bear with me with my list, all right? Top 10 Kobe 4 colorways to me. Number 10. I got the Kobe 4 Philly, the one I just released. I saw pictures of that. I was like, fam, what's up? Now, that one is technically a retro. It originally came out in 2009. It retroed again this year. Look, In pictures, it's awful. But I saw somebody wearing them joints a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, all right, they not too bad. They all right. I'm not going to lie to you. When I seen him wearing them, he was coming out of the Avondale Sports Complex. I'm out here probably doing AAU basketball or club ball, whatever. I don't know. I go, okay. When I saw him wearing them, it sort of took me back to that time. Like, oh, shoot, Kobe 4. It did. It brought something up in me. Pause. Number 9, I got the Kobe Minneapolis pair, the MLPS. Obviously, the Lakers are from Minneapolis originally. It's a gray pair with the light blue swoosh. I love the gray on it. I think the gray was suede on it. I thought it was a good model. I thought it was a good colorway in that model. I got the Kobe 4 Fade to Black. And I hope I've been saying Kobe 4 for all these. The Kobe 4 Fade to Black. It's all gray. Yeah. Gray and burgundy are probably my two least favorite sneaker colorways. As accent colorways, sure. Secondary, third colorway, sure. But as the primary color, burgundy, maroon, and gray, it just doesn't do anything for me. The materials on these were great. The Fade the Black pack was dope. And this was fine. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say it sucks, but it's just fine. Number 7, I got the Kobe 4 Undefeated Court Purple. I think it was in with that pack. The black pair, it was a black pair, orange pair, green pair, a teal pair that was like San Antonio, and the purple pair. So it was like 5 all together. And I remember when they released, I remember going to like a sneaker show. It may have been like Ben had those or Heat had sold something. I don't remember. And they were very popular. People were looking for those at the time when they had released. And this was prior. This was way before Kobe had passed away, I believe. I can't remember. Correct me if I'm wrong. Whatever. But I remember cats actually looking for those. And I think I was looking for like the orange pair at the time myself. But they were extremely high back then. But the core purple one, it's a Laker colorway. You can't go wrong. There's no such thing in the Nike Kobe run. There's no such thing as a whack Laker colorway in any of the Kobes. 1 through, what do we stop at, 11? There's no such thing as a whack Laker colorway. In Kobe's. I'll even give it to that with Adidas. There's no such thing as a whack Laker way in Kobe's. Period. To me. Number 6, I got the Kobe 4 Prelude, the splatter one. Look, the Prelude pack was creative. It was cool, but it was way too artsy for me. Like, they actually looked like pieces of art you don't want to wear. They look like something that belonged in a glass case. And in particular, the Kobe 4. It was purple, like a light purple lilac, lavender, maybe a little bit darker than lilac, with actual like slung paint on it. Like when you would dip your paint, you're brushing the paint and you, it was covered in that. It looked like a legit art piece. And I think it was probably, it probably has something to do with art, something. I don't know. I don't remember the history on it. I know at the time we did. I can't think of it right now off the top of my head, but some of you may say that's way too low at number 6, but it's a really hard sneaker to wear. And it's really tacky when you really think about it. But it's a beautiful sneaker. It's dope. It's cool. But, you know, eh. Number 5, I got the Kobe 4 All-Star, just the red with the gum bottom. It was clean. I remember Kobe in that game wearing that Kobe 4. And, you know, gum bottom back then was like everything, to tell you the truth. Gum bottom today is probably disrespected. For some odd reason, when I see things with sneakers with gum bottom today, it doesn't hit the same as it used to. Anything you could get with a gum bottom, especially a dunk or something, oh my gosh. But the Kobe 4 was clean. It was a darker red, not necessarily your varsity red, but it was like a deep red. Had the gum sole bottom. It was cool. It was fine. Number 4, I got the Gift of Mamba. Now, this one came out this year as well. When the pictures first came out, I'm like, fam, come on. A triple black Kobe 4? Like, come on. What are you doing, Nike? Then I saw them joints and hands, and they were fire. It's still a referee sneaker. It's still a triple black sneaker. I'm not buying a triple black sneaker. I'm not. The only triple black sneaker you'll ever catch me wearing is maybe some type of SB dunk, maybe. I got the undefeateds in the triple black. That's fine, but they got like some more. It's a little bit different. I got triple black and ultra boost, but a triple black basketball sneaker. No. Triple black sneakers are strictly for J-Wow on Jersey Shore. She wore triple black sneakers every time they went and did laundry or went to the gym or went walking on the pier. For those who've been listening to this podcast since episode one, I've been talking about J-Wow. Them is J-Wows for many, many years on this podcast. These right here, the materials, stupid fire. The scales, fire. In hand, stupid fire. That's why I got them on the list. Number three, I got the Kobe 4 USC. Fire. I don't remember if George had the Kobe 4 USC or the Kobe 5 USC. It may have been the 5, but the 4 and the 5 USC, fam. And I'm talking about USC, University of Southern California Trojans, colorway. Fire. These maybe should be a little bit higher than 4. Actually, I got them at 3. Actually, you know what? 3 is in the right spot. You could essentially look at them and think of McDonald's as well. You got your gold and your red, burgundy, whatever. It kind of looks like a little bit McDonald-ish. But like in the Kobe 4, in the USC colorway, stupid fire to me. I loved it. One of my favorites in the Kobe 4s. Number two, I got the Kobe 4 Carpe Diem. I mean, it's essentially a Laker colorway with a little bit of added flair to it. Like I said, you can't go wrong with a Laker colorway in a Kobe, in any Kobe. I thought this one was super clean. I thought this one was like universally loved by everybody. I think it was one of the first colorways, if not maybe the first or the second colorway to release in the Kobe 4. I think the Del Sol released first. But I mean, you just come on, it's fire. And then number one, I got the Kobe 4 gold medal, and these are supposed to release this year, I believe, or maybe next year. I can't remember. I'm assuming that it's supposed to release with the Olympics this year. Can't remember, but it is supposed to retro. The Kobe 4 gold medal, to me, is the best Kobe 4 colorway of all time. I'm glad they're going to bring that one back because everybody loves that one. All right. It's clean. It's blocked correctly. Not too much gold, not too much white. It's balanced perfectly. I hope they release this year. I may be getting a pair. I don't know. But, you know. That's my list. Like I said, that's my list to me. If you got a better list, hit me up with it. If you feel like I missed some, obviously hit me up with it. I don't have anything else. I'm about to go watch Bad Boys 4 right now with some of my family. Appreciate those who rock with the podcast. Continue to rock with the podcast. Obviously, we'll have an in-studio episode next week. We may have to move the day up or move it back because my son does soccer on Tuesdays and Thursdays now, and we record on Tuesdays, so we may have to move it to Wednesday, maybe Monday. I don't know. But look, you can always count on us. Even if we can't figure it out in-studio next week, hey, I'll be right here in the closet for you. I got nothing else. That's the sneak diss. Pow.